guys, welcome back. Second hour, July the 2nd, 2017. Hey, Chris out of Vegas was just on, and he was, last thing he said, he was talking about, well, where's the state of Texas independence wanting to be clued in where we are, and I would love to know where we are. I'll tell you what I do know. What I do know is the Republic of Texas is having a congressional session coming up on the 8th. There's been a lot of talk about the reoccurring meetings that they have through the cyber world and the lack of attendance of them, and well, some of the good things. Our representative for the Republic of Texas, our very own Frankie Nieto, has a good track record. Ha ha. Sorry, guys. Kind of love that. Got to love Frankie's tenacity at times. When he gets focused, that works really good. But so the Republic of Texas at thetexasrepublic.com is still moving ahead. They're trying to get international recognition about Texas independence. And I think I'll leave it at that for now. The Texas Nationals, what's happening with them? Well, they just started re-pushing forward to bolster their chain of supporters by having individual group meetups throughout the state of Texas, or if you want to call it the Republic of Texas. And so there's a little bit of a push and people are doing stuff, but we're kind of going to have to wait until the next foot falls down for it to get all smoking hot again. And I don't know what that would be. You know, Trump being removed from office surely would change something quite drastically for everybody's world around us. But now I'm just talking smack, and I don't know. At this point, that's where Texas independence is, and I don't have any update on the Freedom Texas. Maybe we'll have to get some information on that. But I wanted to talk about food, health, nutrition right now, because that's something that, well, we should have been focusing on, and I'm remiss on focusing on that myself, because when the fight does come, whatever the fight is, you need stamina, you need energy, you need to be healthy. And that's something we're talking about. I'm over at the chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com, and Mer Bailey is sitting there telling us, well, the only way to have good bread is to actually grow it in a greenhouse, grow the wheat in a greenhouse, protected, and we have good air filters and good water, and my God, what a contraption that would be, all for a loaf of bread. What do you think, Doc? Can you grow wheat in this environment?
Well, yeah, you could, but I don't think you have to have a greenhouse unless you live close to some farms and ranches that are spraying and crop dusting and all that. The secret with bread, and Grandma knew this on the farm and the ranch many years ago, was one, it has to be sprouted. Today they were picking it before it sprouted, and they were processing it to death and bleaching it or bromide, and they didn't care. It was just about shelf life. But it needs to be sprouted, and then Grandma would soak the bread overnight or ferment it. And fermenting is where we also get sourdough bread, which has got a wonderful flavor, and it's much more digestible. So there's plenty of good breads in the stores today. You'll find them in the freezer section. But you got to be careful, because unfortunately, a lot of stuff that says organic has got canola oil, and it's not natural. And what happens, and this has been my experience in healthcare for 20 years, many of the dietitians and nutritionists and people that work at these companies have been pharmaceutically trained to believe that synthetic and fractionated stuff is okay. And so they don't understand. I once called a company about canola oil in their product, and they gave me to somebody, and he got on the phone and he said, "Well, I thought they fixed that." Well, you don't fix that. You quit using something that's not natural. And now they're saying they have a canola plant that they made from a rapeseed plant. So they think they're God. And that's the big problem. They're being educated falsely. So they help companies put out bad products thinking they're doing something that's good.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I fell for the organic canola oil when I was about 10 years ago. I was buying organic canola oil, and then I did the research, and I said, there's no such thing as a canola plant. It's a dang rapeseed plant. It's a hybrid. It's toxic. Oh, my God. But it's just enough toxicity to keep it off the FDA list. And they're, well, so it must be good. Yeah, no, I don't like it. But I guess the point of the chat room is, Doc, there's stuff coming down from the skies. Whether, you know, you want to believe in chemtrails or not, stuff is all up there. And they're spraying stuff. And, well, then there's toxins that come out of the plants and the cars and everything that get on the food itself. So when you're sitting there talking about sprouting grains, it's got stuff on it and in it, right? So my take on what was talked about in the chat room, the republicoftexas.chattango.com, is you'd have to have a controlled environment and scrub the air and scrub the water, right? So you can have a loaf of bread and then, yeah, cool, sprout it. But that's a lot of energy. It's like bread is something that, man, it's a waste of energy in all essence in this environment. That's my opinion, Doc.
Well, the problem with that is when you have a controlled environment, that's not natural. And so you don't get the natural yeast and things that we normally have picked up in the air. You know, a lot of people made beer thousands of years ago with yeast that was in the air, and they didn't understand what was going on, but it worked well. And if you put that in an enclosed environment, again, it's not totally natural. So there's going to be some give and take, and you just got to do the best you can and pray. If you can afford a greenhouse and that's the route you want to go, great. But I can't, and I'm not going to, and I'm just going to pray that I'm doing the best I can and it turns out all right.
Well, I definitely don't have that kind of a greenhouse, and if I had such a thing, controlled water making greenhouse, and you know, controlled air, I don't think I'd be. I would not be making wheat. I wouldn't be growing wheat. I'd grow something else, or something healthy, something nutritious. Hey, let's go on to the phone lines. Hey, Joe in Indiana, what are you thinking, man?
Hi, I just wanted to pass on, you were talking about growing your own wheat and making your own bread, and just brought back some memories. When I was growing up, my Italian grandparents, they had their own huge garden. I mean, we had the land to do it, but they grew their own wheat, corn, tomatoes. We used to can, but my grandmother, they would harvest the weeds, make it into flour. And I kid you not, that was the greatest bread I ever ate in my life. They were huge loaves of bread. And the best thing you could do is what came out of the oven, you know, you cut a piece, put a bunch of butter on, and have a glass of milk. But back then, it was the better wheat than we have today. And I'm telling you that story because the next story is my partner I work with, his wife is a gourmet cook, and she has a gluten problem, and she's a gourmet chef. But a friend of theirs took them to France, you know, and she does business with, and the bread, she was so impressed with the bread, she decided she would, you know, sacrifice herself to have a gluten attack or whatever and have some of that bread, and nothing happened. Well, she did some research when she came back home, and just like you were talking about this morning, she found out that our wheat in the United States, when it's harvested, they spray it down with glyphosate. You know, they spray it down with the Roundup. And it just really baffled her, and she looked into it, and it just horrified her. So she went a few steps further. She started looking. It turns out that they do import European wheat. But she also found out that once every 2 weeks, Whole Foods in the area that she lives in, they fly in fresh baked bread from Paris, France. And and for Christmas 2 years ago, she gave me a big round loaf of that bread. They flew it in. In fact, my partner had a... be at Whole Foods at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, to pick up the bread, and that's how it works. You know, it's all wrapped up, and when we met together at work, he gave me that loaf, and he told me you got to cut it into quarters, you put it into most of it into the freezer. I kid you not, that reminded me of my grandmother's bread. It was so delicious. But and I know Monsanto is fighting very hard to bring GMOs into Europe, but I know Aldi's does sell non-GMO, you know, straight European. Like, they have pastas that come from Italy, and it's made in Italy and packaged in Italy. And Aldi's does have, we buy our pastas from them. And I think I was talking to the manager here in our town. He was saying that they're working on a contract to get non-GMO flour. So I wanted to pass that on to you folks, and let, maybe you might want to comment on that.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to Doc. Doc, what do you got?
Well, I'm glad he brought that up, because what's happened in this country is because they're not using sprouted grain and because they're using synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, we're getting processed bread. But gluten has never been the bad guy. Gluten is so critical to our health. And what happens, people quit processed bread and they get better, and so they think it was the gluten. But there's been a lot of research and a lot of reports on gluten being so critical. It's involved in a protein called zonulin, and zonulin is the protein that in our gut, there's one layer of cells, and it opens and closes those according to our body's need. And so without gluten, we have a lot of problems. So the people that are getting bread, if you just get sprouted grain, like Ezekiel, Genesis, there's a company called Food for Life, their bread's good. Sourdough bread's all fermented and it's good. So the people that are worried about gluten, you're eating processed grains and that's bad for you. So find some natural grains that have been sprouted and you'll be okay.
So I could find it. I could tell my partner that his wife really doesn't have to really worry about gluten. She could look into what you were just saying, right, Doc?
Oh, yes, sir. In the last 20 years, every time a patient has told me they thought they were gluten intolerant, and we put them on sprouted natural grain bread or sourdough bread that was fermented, they never had any problems, ever. And you know what? What Grandma used to do was they also figured out when they made the flour that you better cook with it within an hour, or because it was alive and it started going bad. So Grandma knew, soak your grains, ferment your grains. When you make your flour, cook it and make the bread within a half hour to an hour, and everybody was fine. We never had all these problems. This is modern government nutrition with people that really just don't understand. And maybe in a lot of cases, they think they're doing good, and they've caused a lot of problems.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Doc. I really appreciate that. I learn something new on this program all the time, but thank you a lot. I will pass that on. I'll listen again in the archive to learn more about that enzyme you were talking about that's in your gut. But thank you so much. And
hey,
have a good day.
Doc also has, not a problem, Joe. And you guys, Doc also has a radio show. He's on American Voice Radio, and that is on Wednesdays. Depends on the time, 6 o'clock Texas Standard Time. He goes for 2 hours, talks about all this stuff. He's a real doctor. Well, yeah, definitely a real doctor, not a allopathic doctor, whatever, however they term those things. He's actually a natural guy, and he's a good man too. So, Doc, one of the things that I see a lot dominant in our culture, our society around here today, is men that look like they're pregnant. And is a lot of that, I feel, might be, well, it's probably gut health, right? Is that true? Is that not true? Is it too much beer? What?
A combination of things. As you age, because of all the crap in the food and the water, it affects the adrenals and thyroid, which affect your metabolism. Secondly, a lot of us men, and all of us will develop a little bit of a gut, depending on, you know, your chemistry and family. Some of that is estrogen dominance, even in men. And so when we address the thyroid and adrenals, and when we address the gut health, and we get proper digestion, then a lot of this disappears. Now, there are some people, they can drink a case of beer every night and never gain an ounce. And there's some people that have a couple of beers and they'll have a giant gut. So it's the body usually telling us there's something not quite right. And then sometimes your body chemistry is going to be difficult to change. A lot of people worry about what they think are genetic disorders. But usually it's familiarization. If you grow up in a family, you tend to eat a lot alike and drink a lot alike and have the same habits because you all grew up together. So you might follow suit. And if you know there's a problem in the family, then we need to address that with you and try to make it better. But a lot of the guys that are getting the guts, not much activity. There's a lot of jobs today, unfortunately, that you're locked in an office and they don't get out and get any exercise. And then if you have the estrogen dominance problem, it can cause that gut. The gut health is so critical, as you mentioned. You've got to have the good pro-bacteria. And you've got to have the pre-stuff. The pre-bacterial stuff is like laying when you make a garden and you put in good topsoil and mulch so the seeds will grow.
Okay. So probiotics are really important. That's why we don't like antibiotics, because it kills the gut health completely, right? Or at least a majority of the stuff. What about probiotics? Everybody's got probiotics. Is there a better... Is that just like... is it just like vitamins and minerals? You know, everybody's got them, but they all aren't good. Is there one? I don't know. That confuses me. It really does. Tell me, what's up with that?
Well, you're right. There's a lot of companies. And what happens in the health world is people learn in manufacturing out there what the latest fad or fear is, and so they'll start mass producing crap. And a lot of times it's not good for you at all, but it says the right stuff on the label, and it may not be any more probiotic than you eating a plastic spoon. So you got to be careful with the companies you deal with, and that's why I deal with Standard Process and MediHerb the most, because they only sell to healthcare professionals, and they keep us educated, and they make sure we stay educated so you don't get caught up in some fad or some crap that is just about sales. Now, perfect example is there's a lot of commercials and a big push today about Greek yogurt. Well, I just watched the documentary, and they were in Greece, and nobody in Greece knows what they're talking about. There's no such thing as a special Greece yogurt. And they were like laughing at us, because it's become the rage in America. You need Greek yogurt. And they didn't know what we were talking about, because they don't have such a thing. They do make some natural yogurts and different things, but there is no product like what we're selling here.
And that's just a brand, then, you're saying, or a classification?
Yeah, more of just a fad. You know, because yogurt, good raw yogurt, is kind of a probiotic in its own right. So that's why they were pushing it. And then they pushed it because it was Greek, because it sounded great and would pull people in. But when they interviewed the Greeks, they just laughed at us.
Man, Edward Bernays.
Pasteurized and homogenized yogurt, too, with all those good probiotics in it, right? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, man. Let's kill everything really dead and then give it to you and then look really surprised when nothing good happens.
Okay, Doc, what about fibromyalgia? The chat room wants to know about that. What is fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia is a scam, in my opinion. What fibromyalgia means is you hurt everywhere, and the guys who diagnose that haven't got a clue why, so it helps them write prescriptions like Lyrica. But basically what we have found over the years in nutritional world and natural health and common sense is fibromyalgia a lot of times is a simple natural B vitamin deficiency. And what's happened, a lot of the people with fibromyalgia are on a heart medication, and the heart is a muscle. So when you slow the heart down and don't let it contract properly, you also damage all the muscle in the body.
Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll do the break.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio, and we were talking about, well, health, nutrition, and whatnot. Actually, we were talking about fibromyalgia when we went to break, and Doc was telling us a little bit about, well, how it's a container word, and it just says, I don't have a damn clue at what's wrong with you, but take some more drugs. But what is it, Doc? You know, vitamin B12 could be caused by some other medicine. Expand on that, because vitamin B12 is not vitamin B12, is it?
Well,
or is it?
Vitamin B12 is part of that scenario, but in nature, vitamin B is actually two groups. One group is alcohol-soluble, one group is water and fat-soluble. One group vasodilates, one group vasoconstricts. So you need both of them in the heart and all muscle tissue. And so what happens with fibromyalgia, you have to have these names for the DSM books so you can write prescriptions. And things like Lyrica now, you'll see on every commercial, is to help people with fibromyalgia. And so many people want to wear that tag. They get told, well, I've got fibromyalgia. And they might as well put a tag on them. But what happens when you're on a heart medication, it causes a lot of this. I have a thing from a company called SpectraCell, and they're independent laboratory, and they just did some testing. And they wanted to see if you do these drugs, does it steal nutrition from your body? And if so, what does it cause? Just under the heart medications, it steals coenzyme Q10. It steals B6, zinc, B1, and some of the other B vitamins. It causes various cardiovascular problems. So you're taking what you think is a medicine for your heart, and it's causing more. It weakens your immune system, low energy, depression, sleep disturbance, increased cardiovascular disease like cancer, irritability, memory loss, and muscle weakness and edema. So now you've got muscle weakness in the heart, but you've got it in every muscle in the body because the heart is the one they're treating, but all muscles respond the same. So now we've got this B vitamin deficiency, and you hurt everywhere. The pain's very real, but the symptom that they're addressing with the heart and these heart medications for high blood pressure is causing these problems. And then instead of fixing the problem, they just paint over the rust with something like Lyrica. So now you feel better, but you're doing more damage to the body and it's progressively getting worse. So natural B vitamins do not come in one bottle at the grocery store or the health food store. They're two different formulas in nature. And like I said, one's fat soluble and water soluble, the other's alcohol. They do different functions, but we need them both, and they come in different foods. And that's why a balanced diet of all kinds of good things is what takes care of a lot of this. And if you're taking a high blood pressure medicine, please call me and let's talk. Somebody needs to tell you the truth so you're not paying to hurt yourself.
How can I get a hold of you?
They can call the office, 832-220-6163. And as you mentioned, I do the radio show live on AmericanVoiceRadio.com on Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And they replay the show 7 days a week.
Man, you're sitting there talking to me, and it seems pretty damn scary sometimes. You know, I think about how much stuff has been injected into people, well, or put into people. And like you're talking about the label and people wearing labels like bling. You know, I've got this, I've got that, you know. Oh, I've got this, and that's why the reasons and excuses comes to mind. And lack of understanding, but I still don't know what I should eat. You know, we've gotten through breakfast, you know, good wholesome eggs, you know, uncured bacon. Okay, got it. Bread, we went there too. You know, good fresh bread that's created by grandma. I have to go back in time to get that. We'll try to make our own.
You can go and get that Ezekiel or Genesis bread. It's the company is Food for Life, and if you look them up, it's all natural. Also, Standard Process is working with a company. Dr. Lee started Standard Process back in the 20s, and he was also an engineer, and he has a mill to make your own flour, and they have a lot of their own flour for sale that is natural, good for you, and you can make your own bread. And sourdough is always a great thing because it's a fermented bread. These are all good things for us, but...
Well, that's it. Okay, we're going to close the phone lines down now. We're going to be coming back with a special guest, so hang in there. We're going to do the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. You know, this last week, Monday really sucked for me. You know, I woke up and I turned on the radio as I normally do, and I heard that Joyce Riley had passed away. There was a lot to do with that. And I'd been listening to Joyce for, well, near, God, 10 years? It's got to be about 10 years. Anyways, where I first heard our next guest speak about, well, what he was doing, and he was making survival food, or, well, dehydrated food, not dehydrated, freeze-dried food, and he was doing it the natural way, and that mattered to him. And now, Daniel Brigman, is actually the host of the Power Hour. He's doing a great job, and he does a great job, well, all over the place, and really enjoy your show. And man, that sucks about Joyce. How are you today, Daniel?
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for having me on and the Power Hour, talking about that. Yes, it's been a tough week over at the Power Hour Nation.
Man, I can only imagine what is going through your head. I mean, it's got to seem like a continuance from the week's got to blur together for you. And thanks for joining us so early in the morning.
Yeah, you know, when somebody's sick and they're, Joyce was, had a really unique situation. She was diagnosed, for people who don't know, about, I don't know, 4 years ago with stage four cancer. The doctor gave her 4 months or 6 months to live, something like that, months to live. Well, she pretty much ignored him, for at least half of what he told her, and she lived for about 4 years more. She had a lot of ups and downs. She had a lot of successes. She had a lot of misses. But towards the end, you know, it was hard to see those ups and downs because every time it's a lot of pain on her and see her suffer. So, and on one level, you're very sad that her life is over. On the other level, you're happy that she's no longer in pain. And so you have all that going on, the show, the just very up and down emotional roller coaster.
It's got to be a heck of a roller coaster for you. I mean, at one point, you just were making food, right? And trying to probably, I really don't know the story. Were you making food for yourself and decided to turn it into a business? And all of a sudden, you're just like, whoa, where the heck am I now? Because you started as a food guy. Now you got now you're the host of the Power Hour. It's a strange ride, Daniel.
Yeah, you said it, and that's pretty accurate. My family and I got involved with Stolba Foods. We were into preparedness. We wanted something better. We started Numana, numana.com, and, we met Joyce. And Joyce was one of the first people, major people that gave us a chance on our food, on our company. And so I got to know her that way. And as years went on, time went on, the respect, the mutual respect only grew, and she would ask me to, come on, and then towards, about a year ago, 9 months, year, she asked me to come on and co-host with her, to do it, to sit in with her. She taught me a lot. She was looking for somebody that she felt could have the right mindset, had the right heart, that she could pass the Power Hour on to. She went through a lot of people, and she decided on me, fortunately. I don't know, how did I get here? I have, really, I have no idea, Steve.
I hear you there, man. And I remember when she was talking about storage foods, so many years ago before Numana existed, storage foods in the world of preparedness are of key interest to people. And then nobody was making anything, and they couldn't even talk the talk. And I did listen to all the other hosts that were there, and I loved some of them, and some of them, not so much. But you definitely were the right fit for the show. And it's a crazy show, man, because you cover so much. You'll be dealing with health, you deal with news, and then you go sideways. At least, I don't know where
technology.
You're going with it.
I like the technology part. I like when you get into technology there, Daniel. Hey, this is Alan back here on the sidelines. I just wanted to call in, Daniel. I've been wanting to call into the Power Hour, but I know that the show goes on. But Joyce will never be gone, because there's a little bit of her in about millions of people around this planet. So she will never be gone.
Well, I think you said that very well. It's been very touching to hear the people who have called in and the emails we've received. It's been really touching, and it's basically said that Joyce has laid down and started something that now millions of people are going to finish. And I just am lucky enough to be here and be part of this. We've brought Sam in. Sam's been helping some with the news and so forth. And I think she's going to be a part of it. So we're going to continue this. And what Joyce started is going to just grow. So it's I agree with you, Alan.
Yeah. People have to understand it's not Joyce behind the mic anymore. It will change slightly, but she had enough faith in you to put you behind that mic in her place. So I'll go along with you. Like I said, I didn't agree with 100% of what Joyce said, and I probably won't agree with 100% of what you say. But I give you a fair shot, and I like your train of thought.
Well, I don't agree 100% with what my wife does, so I would expect you to agree with me 100%.
We've been talking all about health all this whole show, and part of it was, started by me listening to some Alex Jones show, and he wanted to talk about, Moon Mission, and then all of a sudden, the next day you're sitting there talking about, you got a guest on talking about probiotics, and I'm kind of like, well, that's a lot more important than talking about the mission. It's just fascinating. I don't know how much are you big into the health realm too? I listen to you all the time, and great. What did you think about that interview?
Well, let me back up the first part of that about health. The show, Joyce has laid a path of, that she was one of the absolute pioneers, maybe the pioneer in radio, as far as bringing different products, introducing people involved in health to a massive radio audience. She may, if she was not the major one, she was one of the major ones. One of the things when she brought me aboard, she asked me to, look, Daniel, you got to develop your thing. What is your thing or your one or two things that you're going to be known for, that you're going to be, that you're going to help people really push out front there? And one of those things is, you know, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. The other thing that people, the audience doesn't know, they're starting to learn as we go, is I've had a lot of health problems in my life, and I've had to turn to natural products. And I know the medical system, how it swallows people up, how it damages them, frankly. I mean, I know all this and the dissatisfaction that so many people are fitting into. A lot of people are helped, but a heck of a lot of people are hurt and not helped by the medical system. So my other thing is health, just like Joyce, and to offer products that actually work, that actually do something for people. Wayne Blakely came on thepowermall.com. We have his products, thepowermall.com, his probiotics, and you know, Joyce spent a lot of times and always looking for the best, and from what I can tell, it's the best, and we have those at the Power Mall, and it is a liquid that Wayne really spends a lot of time to perfect and to develop and to get the right strains, and there's a lot more to it than people might think, just buying some powdered $9 bottle at Walmart of probiotics and thinking that's going to do it. Well, that's not necessarily true. So I've always been impressed by Wayne Blakely and what he does.
What day was Wayne Blakely on? Because I tried to go pull that from the archive because I wanted to hear what he was talking about. Because he talked a lot about glyphosate and the glyphosate in the gut, and I didn't quite get my head around that whole fact. Do you remember what day he was on?
I believe it was that day.
I'll find it, you know. It's just like
I'm pretty sure it was that day. You can go to powerhournation.com. I'm not in front of a computer, I could do it. Go to powerhournation.com, click on radio show on the navigation bar, and then hit schedule. And then you can scroll over the days and see who's on that day. And I think you're right. It was not the end of the week, but the day before, this past week.
Well, anyways, Daniel, I want to let you know that you're a regular staple here in Fredericksburg. You know, you have a lot of listeners. We care a lot about the Power Hour. And we've been watching you grow, you know, as you showed up as a vendor and then became a host. You know, I won't go into that too much. At one point, you're doing some organic stuff at this point, if I remember right, and you're having it all tested by, God, what is his name? Natural News.
Mike Adams,
that's right. Is that still, what does that process look like to you?
Well, I'll tell you, the process started, it was just an idea. We were pushing the envelope, and we were the head of the line, or whatever you want to call it, for the best quality storable foods already. But we want to push so far ahead that there would be no comparison. We know that people want clean food, good quality food. So we wanted to make the same recipes or a little different recipes, but have them organic and certified organic, not just say they're organic, but actually certify them organic. And we got Mike Adams involved. He helped co-formulate, kind of work on the testing, heavy metals testing. There's a lot of metals in food, you know, depending on where you get it, what part of the world. And so it's certified by Mike as far as that testing, and it's also certified organic. Yes, we do that. We offer our normal buckets, family pack, which are GMO free, and then we offer the organic, which is not only GMO free but is certified organic and tested by Mike Adams. So we have some fantastic choices, and really it's the best out there. That Mike Adams line, Health Ranger line, organic, there's really nothing that can compare to it.
I know, it's interesting because, you know, I was hearing the drum beats, you know, something special's coming from New Mana soon, and I'm like, okay, so what's he going to do, organic? Right? So, but then you did organic, well, government-sanctioned, blessed organic, plus you, well, you took somebody from the community, Mike Adams, and, you know, had him act. That was an impressive move, you know, in my eyes, because it did make a far superior product when you have somebody like, you know, one of us backing you. You know, I'm kind of impressed by that. What about you, Doc? You're quiet.
Oh, I've just had the pleasure of listening. I use Dan's products, and the first time I ever tried it, I'd had him on the show and tried it live, and I put him to the test, and I was really impressed. The food was fabulous, and after he said he don't believe everything his wife says, it's probably good he makes his own food. I stand this morning, Daniel.
Oh, God, that's funny. Hey, okay, so there's this guy, he's an old-time freeze-dried guy, serves all this freeze-dried food to, you know, the whole U.S. and the, you know, government and all that other stuff. And I always imagined what his production facility looks like, right? You know, you got this big old one-mile-long, you know, building, and it's square, and it's got big old vats, and he produces, you know, sausages or whatever he does. You know, he does a lot of spaghetti, if I remember right. But what's your production look like? You know, do you have a huge production? I don't have any clue. Is it just like a kitchen and then you cook stuff and put it in? I don't know. What does it look like?
Well, the production begins with a recipe. You know, you got to come up with something that tastes good. And taste is very important to me. I like to eat. My family likes to eat. If my family doesn't like it, then we don't make it. So first we start with developing a recipe. So if we get something new, or if we, you know, maybe want to improve something, or, you know, we don't like, you know, whatever. We start with the recipe, and there's a test kitchen, and we work with people to help develop that, and we go till we find something that we really like. So we take small samples of ingredients. We mix them really one-off and to where we can get it to where we like it. At that point, then it goes into full production. We have, of course, very similar to most freeze-dried people. You have storage facilities where you're storing the ingredients. If you have organic, you have to store them separately. You know, there's different qualifications to be an organic facility that you got to go through, and it's hoops to jump, which some of them are just hoops, but some of them are necessary, and the isolation of the ingredients and accounting for it and that kind of stuff. Then you have lines where that's kind of like what you're saying. You mix the ingredients in a bigger batch, and then the batch goes down, and then the lines will put them in the individual packages, and some things we hand pack, some things we line pack. And then they go forth and are sealed and then are boxed up and put our labels put on, and very similar from that point then to many other facilities. The difference is in the ingredients and some of the quality control.
What did you do before you did food, Daniel? Because all of a sudden you're manufacturing, you're doing the Henry Ford thing, you know, with a bunch of accounting now with the natural thing. What was your previous, you know, experience?
I was always had a entrepreneurial spirit, I would say. I always, you know, I developed some land. I always liked to build things. I always like, even as a child, I like to wrap my mind around something and build it. I mean, being involved in the Power Hour now is kind of the same kind of thing. It's getting in there and building something and seeing how it's going to work and helping people. And so I've always been fascinated by those kind of things. So I did real estate where I would develop land and buy land and, you know, build stuff on land. And that always fascinated me too. So, I don't know how, you know, people ask me, how in the world did you become the host of the Power Hour? I don't know. How did I start doing, storable food and all that? I don't know. I don't know. It just happened. Went down that path, and I had interest in it, and that's what I did.
Yeah, I find it really amazing, you know, the types of people that fall into these crazy worlds. You know, I know Doc was an electrician before, and Alan was, well, pre-med student turned bartender turned fix-it dude turned, well, rancher, whatever you are, Alan. How do you define a man? And a lot of times a person is more than the sum of what they've just did. And that's kind of an important aspect. But, you know, at times, Daniel, when I sit there and I first heard you as a host on the Power Hour and then you moved over to the full-time host thing, I'm going, man, that guy must be busy because you're sitting there, you're running a business that is actually doing well. You're selling a good product. And you're spending 3 hours a day on the radio Monday through Friday? What the heck? Hang on, folks. We're going to do the break, and we'll be right back. Upco Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Yep, back we are. Daniel Brigman is our guest today. It's last half. And Daniel is, well, how do you say that? Complicated. He's a man that's done a lot of different things. He's currently the host of the Power Hour and, you know, taking over for Joyce Riley as, well, she has left us, folks. And you've probably already heard that. That's, Alan wants to tell us that, well, she's still here in you. If you ever, you've probably been affected by her way more than you think. Daniel, what do you got coming up this next week? You got 15 hours of programming. How is that overwhelming? Or, man, that's a lot of stuff. A lot of time to cover. I know you have Sam now. That's great.
Well, we have a great team, and our producer, Catherine, is fantastic about finding the guests. Coming up tomorrow, because it's the day before Independence Day, we have William Federer, the historian, is going to come on, and he's going to talk about history of Independence Day, history of some of the things of 4th of July. I really feel that we've lost a connection with our history in this country and who we are and what it means and why it's important. And so we want to really celebrate that. It's Independence Day, the 4th. We're not going to have live programming on the 4th, but we'll have replays of some different things. We're also having tomorrow Dr. Krupa. Dave is going to come on for a little bit there at towards the end of the show, 9:30, I think. He's going to tell a little bit about his experiences and something. I think it's very important, his story dealing with the Attorney General's offices and what they told him about statutes and what they're teaching police and the lies and the really damnable lies that that they're telling it on this Independence Day. We want to focus on that.
Yeah, that's a hell of a story. I walked alongside Doc during that whole time, and man, oof, the stuff that came out, it's amazing. I'll definitely be listening. Hey, Mer Bailey in the chat room wants to ask you about Amish forgiveness. What the heck is that?
A what? Say that again. I didn't get that.
Amish forgiveness? Does that mean anything?
Amish forgiveness doesn't mean anything to me.
It doesn't mean anything to me. Sorry, Mer. Don't know what you're talking about. So, whatever. It's not like that. Hopa nopa nopa no? Or how do they? I don't know. Crazy stuff, Daniel.
I don't know. I don't know what Amish forgiveness is.
Yeah, and we don't have too much time to get into too much more. How do we listen to your show?
PowerHourNation.com, PowerHourNation.com. On the very top right, there's a listen live button, and there's also, you know, you can hit radio show, there's archives, you can go in, schedule, you can see who's been played, you can click on there, and listen to us, check us out. We cover a wide variety of topics, health. Last week we had Elena George on talking about the Obamacare, the single payer, all that. Man, was it good, just brilliant information. We get some of the best guests you can possibly imagine who are just experts in these fields. And we cover quirky things. We cover, you know, in the news things, current events things, health things, just all over the board. So
Scalar technology.
I like that one. Boy, that guy, I tell you, he broadened my view of the world and of the universe, let me tell you.
I hope you have a few more shows on like that. You know, get a little bit into the technology. I know the health stuff is important.
Well, good. I will, Alan. That's good advice. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you on the show there, Daniel. Rest of you guys, love you. Thanks for listening.
It's my pleasure. God bless everybody.
Sky. Right here.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.